Welcome back, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. Have you ever felt an urge to explore a specific place, but underneath that urge is also a sense that it's a really bad idea? That's what the main character in this week's story is wrestling with. So, if you have a heart for adventure, but also a strong dose of common sense, this week's episode is just for you. So, why don't you sit back, relax, and tune in for Jack's last adventure. Deep in the heart of the city, under the hustle and bustle of daily life, there exists a network of tunnels and abandoned buildings that are hidden from the eyes of the public. In the tunnels, the air is thick with the scent of decay, and every step forward feels like a step deeper into the unknown. But there are some who are undeterred by the risks, driven for a thirst for adventure and a desire to uncover the secrets that lay hidden in the darkness. These places are known only to a select few, the urban explorers who seek to uncover the secrets of the city's forgotten past. They're the ones who brave the darkness and the unknown, delving deeper into the shadows with each step they take. One such explorer was a man named Jack. He was a seasoned veteran of urban exploration, having explored many abandoned buildings and tunnels over the years. To him, there was something intoxicating about exploring the hidden places of the city. It's the rush of adrenaline that comes from stepping into the unknown, from testing your limits, and pushing yourself beyond what you thought was possible. He knows that he's taking a risk every time he descends into the tunnels or climbs through a broken window, but that only adds to the thrill. It's a game of cat and mouse with the unknown, a dance between danger and discovery that leaves him hungry for more. But there was one place he had always been too afraid to enter, the old hospital. The hospital had been abandoned for decades, left to rot and decay in the heart of the city. A massive structure of brick and concrete that seemed to sag beneath the weight of years of neglect. The windows were shattered, doors hung off their hinges, and the only sound was the rustle of leaves against the walls. Rumors swirled about the place, stories of ghosts and unexplained phenomena that had driven many explorers away. Some said that the hospital was cursed, haunted by the restless spirits of patients who had died there in agony. Others claimed that it was a portal to another dimension, where the laws of physics were twisted and warped beyond recognition. But no one could say for certain what happened inside those decaying walls, and many who had entered had never returned. The rumors only grew more fantastical with each retelling, until the hospital had become a place of legend, a cautionary tale whispered in hushed tones amongst the city's thrill-seekers and ghost hunters. But Jack was determined to uncover the truth, to explore the hospital and document its secrets for all to see. You see, the hospital was the ultimate challenge, a place that had remained hidden and untouched for decades. He wanted to be the one to uncover its secrets, to document its history, and to share it with the world. But there was also something else driving him, a sense of curiosity tinged with fear, a desire to confront the unknown and emerge victorious. As he approached the entrance to the hospital, Jack felt a shiver run down his spine. The air was thick with the stench of decay and mold, and the silence was almost deafening. But he pushed on, his curiosity driving him deeper into the darkness. As he entered the hospital, armed with his camera, Jack was struck by the Jack was struck by the sheer size of the place. The corridor stretched on and on, lined with decaying rooms and abandoned equipment. Jack stepped further into the hospital, his flashlight casting eerie shadows on the walls. The air was thick with the scents of mold and decay, and the silence was broken only by the sound of his footsteps echoing down the hallway. As he moved deeper into the building, photographing as he went, he began to feel a sense of unease creeping up on him. Every creak and groan seemed to echo through the empty space, and he couldn't shake the feeling he was being watched. But as he explored further, he began to notice something even stranger. The walls seemed to be pulsing, as if they were alive, and the air was growing colder and colder, as if he had stepped into another world entirely. He raised his camera to take a picture of the moving walls when suddenly Jack heard a sound behind him. It was a faint whisper, barely audible, but it sent a chill down his spine. He spun around, but there was no one there. He was alone in the darkness, with only the pulsing walls and cold air for company. Jack's heart was pounding in his chest as the whispers grew louder and more insistent. He tried to convince himself that it was just the wind or the settling of an old building, but the fear was taking hold of him. His palms were slick with sweat as he pushed forward, each step echoing through the empty halls. And then, suddenly, as he walked into the operating theater, the whispers turned into a chorus of screams that seemed to come from all around him, filling his ears and drowning out all other sound. He froze in terror, not knowing where to turn or how to escape the cacophony of terror that surrounded him. Jack tried to run, dropping his camera in the process, but found himself trapped in the hospital's seemingly endless corridors. The screams grew louder and more terrifying until he was certain he was going insane. He stumbled through the maze-like passageways, his mind reeling from the onslaught of noise. The screams seemed to be coming from all around him, filling his ears with a deafening chorus of terror. He couldn't tell anymore if they were real or just a product of his own fevered imagination. The fear took hold of him and he clawed at his ears, trying to block out the noise, but it was of no use. And then, just as suddenly as they had begun, the screams stopped. The silence was just as deafening, and Jack stood frozen in place, waiting for the next wave to overtake him. In the silence that followed, Jack found himself alone in the hospital once more. His heart still racing, he stumbled through the deserted corridors, desperate to find his way out. But the hospital seemed to have shifted around him, the same paths that had led him in, now leading him deeper into the bowels of the building. As he turned a corner, he caught a glimpse of movement out of the corner of his eye, but when he spun around, there was nothing there. Jack's heart pounded in his chest as he stood there, frozen once again. He wondered if his mind was just playing tricks on him, or if there was truly something sinister lurking in the shadows. He cautiously took a step forward, trying to shake off the feeling of unease that was creeping up his spine. But as he continued down the corridor, he felt a growing sense of dread, as if he was being watched from every angle. Every sound, every flicker of movement made him jump and spin around, but there was never anything there. The hospital seemed to be playing tricks on him now, twisting his perceptions and leaving him disoriented and vulnerable. Jack knew that he needed to find a way out, and fast, before whatever was haunting the hospital caught up to him. Jack realized with a sinking feeling that he had lost his camera somewhere along the way, and with it, all evidence of the horrors he had witnessed. He cursed himself for his carelessness, knowing no one would believe him without proof. But he also knew he had discovered something truly terrifying, something that he would never forget. As he stumbled through the twisting hallway, he couldn't shake the feeling that he had left a piece of him behind in the operating theater, forever lost in the darkness of the urban underworld. Even now, every shadow seemed to contain some unspeakable horror, every creaking floorboard a portent of doom. But somehow, he pushed through the fear, driven by his fierce determination to escape the hospital alive. At last, he stumbled out into the bright sunlight of the city, gasping for breath and covered in sweat. He collapsed onto the sidewalk, his heart still pounding in his chest. But even as he lay there, catching his breath, he knew that he would never truly escape the horrors he had witnessed. The memories of that night would haunt him forever, a constant reminder of the darkness that lurked just beneath the surface of his world. And that, listeners, was Jack's last adventure. I guess he realized it was time to retire. Have any of you ever done urban exploration? And if so, have you found something that you just can't explain? If so, I'd love to hear about it. You can send me an email telling your story to hauntedhorrorstorian@gmail.com. Or, if you'd like, you can also find me on Facebook at Haunted Horror Storian, and you can join our Facebook group, The Haunted Horror Storians, Ghosts, Ghouls, and Things That Go Bump. Well, I do believe that that's all we have time for this week, my dear listeners. So, until next time, stay spooky, don't drop your camera, and remember, sometimes it's more than just a story.